DGT Echo Quick Guide. Congratulations on your purchase of the DGT Echo Game Timer. It is the audio version of the DGT 3000 chess clock adapted for blind and visually impaired players. All settings and clock times are spoken in the English language. The DGT 3000 is approved by the International Chess Federation, FIDE, and can connect to all electronic DGT eboards. This brief user manual explains how to set and operate DGT Echo. It explains the functions of the buttons, lists the available timing systems, and shows how to manually set a time control. Use your own headphones or the ones provided and connect them to the sockets on each side of the clock. Take care not to insert into the third jack on the left side of the clock, which is used to connect the clock to a DGT eboard. For each player, the volume can be adjusted up or down in steps. Before starting the clock, ensure the lever is up on the side of the player that will make the first move. The on-off button is on the bottom of the clock. Switch it off and on to select another setting or to start a new game. The five front buttons are indicated A to E in Braille and have various functions during setting mode and playing mode. During play, buttons A and B are used by the left side player to listen to the remaining time and to the opponent's remaining time. They are also used to change the left side player's headphone volume. Buttons D and E are used by the other player to listen to the opponent's time and the own time and to change the right side player's headphone volume. To signal whether the own time or the opponent's time is spoken, a short beeping sound is made before the clock pronounces the opponent's time. Button A. When setting the clock, a short press moves the cursor left or to the previous screen during manual set or time correction. During play, with a short press, it speaks the left side player's remaining own time. With a long press, it lowers the left side player's volume one step. When using Canadian Byo-Yomi, a long press reloads the Byo-Yomi time. Button B. When setting the clock, a short press decreases the current value or option by one. During play, a short press speaks out the opponent's remaining time. With a long press, it raises the left side player's volume one step. Before starting the clock or when it is paused, a long press toggles sound on and off. With sound on, the clock will beep repeatedly during the last 10 seconds of a period. Usually, sound is turned off. Sound on or off only affects the beeping of the clock, not players' headphones. Button C. When setting the clock is finished, this button starts the game and the player's clock with the lever up starts to run. During play, a short press pauses or resumes the game. If the clock is paused, with a long press, it activates time correction mode. Button D. When setting the clock, a short press increases the current value or option by one. During play, with a short press, it speaks the remaining time of the left side player. A long press lowers the right side player's volume one step. A short press also shows the move count in the display. Button E. When setting the clock, this is the confirmation button. Pressing it accepts the current value. During manual setup or time correction, It moves the cursor to set the next value. Before starting the clock, or when it is paused, a long press toggles freeze on and off. With freeze on, the whole chess clock will stop running as soon as one of the players reaches zero time in the last period. With freeze off, when one player's clock reaches zero in the last period, the opponent's clock will continue to run. During play, a short press of button E speaks the right side player's own remaining time. A long press raises the right side player's volume one step.
Timing options.
The clock has 24 preset timing options and 5 slots for manual settings. When switched on, it returns to the last used timing option. Go back or forward through the timing options using buttons B and D. The clock will pronounce the option number and the time for each period. This can be skipped by pressing the B or D button again. To accept the selected option, press button E. Options 1 to 9 are countdown time options without delay or increments. Options 10 to 14 are so-called Fischer bonus options with increments. Options 15 to 18 are options with delay. Options 19 to 21 are Byo-Yomi and Scrabble options. Options 22 to 24 are US delay options. Option 25 is for internet or PC use. Options 26 to 30 are the manual settings. All individual options are explained in more detail at the end of this manual. Manually setting the clock. To program a manual setting, select one of the options 26 to 30. Press E to confirm the option. Then select the timing method for the first period by cycling through the options using the B and D buttons. The options to select from are Time, Fischer, Delay, US Delay, Byo-Yomi, Canadian Byo-Yomi, Upcount, and End. Press the E button to confirm. Now the hours, minutes and seconds for the first period must be set. The clock will pronounce the digits as you change the value using the B and D buttons. Use the E button to confirm and move to set the next value. First set the hours, then the tens of minutes, then the single minutes, then the tens of seconds, then the single seconds. Now set the time for the second player and accept by pressing E. A different amount of time can be given to each player for the first period, but not for subsequent periods. Continue to set the time for the second and subsequent periods. If no further periods must follow, select End. Finally, set Sound and Freeze on or off. Finish setting the clock with button E. Before starting the clock, make sure the lever is up for the player who begins the game. Then start the clock by pressing button C. The available timing options are as follows. Time options. In option number 1, the time is 5 minutes per player. Option 2 is 10 minutes per player. Option 3 is 25 minutes per player. Option 4 is 1 hour per player. Option 5 is 2 hours per player. Option 6 is 2 hours, followed by a second period of 30 minutes. Option 7 is 2 hours followed by 1 hour. Option 8 is 2 hours followed by 1 hour followed by 30 minutes. Option 9 is 2 hours followed by 1 hour followed by 1 hour. Fisher bonus options. Option 10 is 3 minutes with 2 seconds added time for each move. Option 11 is 25 minutes with 10 seconds increment per move. Option 12 is 1 hour and 30 minutes with 30 seconds increment. Option 13 is 1 hour and 30 minutes followed by 30 minutes, each with 30 seconds increment per move. Option 14 is 1 hour and 40 minutes followed by 50 minutes followed by 15 minutes, each with 30 seconds increment. In Fisher bonus options, freeze is activated by default. Delay options. Option 15 is 25 minutes with 10 seconds free delay time for each move. Option 16 is 1 hour and 55 minutes with 5 seconds free time per move. Option 17 is 2 hours followed by 15 minutes with 30 seconds free time per move. Option 18 is 2 hours followed by 1 hour followed by 15 minutes with 30 seconds free time per move. In delay options, freeze is activated by default. Yomi and Scrabble options. Option 19 is with 1 hour followed by 5 minute Canadian Yomi periods. Option 20 is 1 hour followed by 20 seconds Yomi. Option 21 is for Scrabble with 25 minutes followed by up count. Yomi and Scrabble options have sound on by default. US delay options. Option 22 is 5 minutes with 2 seconds free delay time for each move. Option 23 is 25 minutes with 5 seconds free time per move. Option 24 is 1 hour and 55 minutes followed by 1 hour, each with 5 seconds free per move. Option 25 is for computer and internet use. Options 25 through 30 are for setting and storing manually set timing systems. This is the end of the manual. If you have any questions about Echo, please call DGT in the Netherlands on +31 53 430 5195 or send an email to info@dgt.nl.